individuals. It's your host, Laura, here at Soft as Laura Podcast. How have you been since the last episode aired? I hope everything has been going well for you. And guess what? We actually have a solo episode this time around. Yes, it's been quite the shocker, I guess. But it is time for one. I have had so many wonderful authors on the show, and I'm kind of missing doing solo episodes. Not because I'm not enjoying the interviews are fun, but these authors leave me with such interesting thoughts that I feel like I need to devote entire episodes to it, so how about we start now? Well, today's topic is tropes. I know, it's a good topic. Now, let's dive into it, shall we? These tropes are a topic that has been discussed at length among readers and writers for many years, and with good reason, too. Some readers find them predictable and overused, while others appreciate the familiarity and comfort of well-worn storylines. Some tropes are just that girl, to put it that way. Tropes such as The Chosen One, The Love Triangle, and coming-of-age stories have been used in countless books across wide genres, but we just seem to love them and not get bored of them. I know I'm one for a good love triangle because usually the second guy or girl is better, but the protagonist never realizes that. However, it's important to note that tropes are not inherently bad. Writers shouldn't avoid using tropes. They're so fun to incorporate into lengths of fiction, and sometimes the trope is there, and some scenes just serve the purpose of that trope, and that is completely okay because tropes are so freaking good. You know, how about we dive into some tropes that I personally love? And for me, that is enemies to lovers. Oh god, that trope is fantastic. And I know a lot of you guys, my snazzy individuals, enjoy enemies to lovers. Recently, I read a book by a fantastic indie author. The book is called Love Bites, and it follows the trope of enemies to lovers, forced proximity, and a lot of good tropes. But let me tell you something. When this trope is done right, like it was in Love Bites, that is a roller coaster. I know, my snazzy individuals, that you guys have a bunch of books in mind, a bunch of couples that follows this trope, and you can be honest with me, you can't get enough of it, can you? I don't blame you, so give me some recommendations. I am in need of those. But also, it's that familiar roller coaster that readers ride when reading this story. You know, a good enemies to lovers usually has a bunch of twists and turns, and they go from enemies to friends to enemies again, and then they go to lovers. And who doesn't love that? I mean, why do people go on roller coasters to begin with? They know what's gonna happen. They know they're gonna have feelings, but they go on it anyways. And that's the same thing with this trope. I know how it's gonna eventually unfold, but by the way it's done, that playful banter, the way the characters like, I despise you, but I love you. The characters pop off the page, and I'm usually giggling in the background and trying not to bend the pages from laughing so hard. Don't worry, I did not harm any books. But these tropes are such effective tools for writers to build upon and really add their little touch, their little twist to these tropes. And when they are well used, tropes can add depth and complexity to the story, providing a framework that allows the writer to explore more complex themes and ideas. But here's the thing. Not all tropes can be as good as enemies to lovers. And if you are that person that doesn't enjoy it, you want to know some tropes I do not enjoy at all? The miscommunication trope. Yeah, I said it. Miscommunication to me is the most infuriating trope to exist amongst others that are slipping my mind currently. I don't know. Perhaps it's just me, my snazzy individual, and perhaps it has been done right in the past, but miscommunication is just that one trope I wish people forgot about and that ever existed, because there's been a rare instance where I really enjoyed that plot progression, that tool to propel the story. It's just infuriating. I can't find a simile, another synonym for that. But have you had a story where you're just screaming at the characters because it's so easy of a fix that they just walk around it instead of just confronting each other? Listen, in certain cases, I know that's hard, but I feel like it would be more enthralling to have those characters confront each other, because that's harder than jumping around the problem. I don't know. To me, it's just incredibly annoying. Now, sometimes this trope is done well, but to me, even expanding beyond storytelling through books, TV shows and movies have had this trope, and I just can't sit through it. There's so many ways to portray a conflict between budding lovers, and usually they had just started dating, especially in romance, and they start liking something about the other person, but they can't really come across it, or they had a misunderstanding, and they also cannot communicate it. Now, in certain instances, this is good as a plot device because it kind of makes the character question how they're going to pursue this relationship if we can't really communicate their thoughts as they want to, or their hesitance. When it's done right, I suppose I can enjoy it. Now, I put that loosely because it's been a while. It's been a while, and usually I'm just mad. And if there's an example of a miscommunication trope in which you've read recently, let me know, because half of the time, it leaves me feeling weirdly mad and unfulfilled. But whether or not a reader enjoys books that relies on tropes is a matter of personal preference. I enjoy a good enemies to lovers, but other people enjoy a good miscommunication, and other people just love that grumpy ex-sunshine, and I am one of those people. Me, I am people. Now, I'm going to briefly dive into that, because that alone could be another episode, but that dynamic is just so nice. It's just, I can't get enough of it. That, if you mix enemies to lovers and grumpy ex-sunshine, and if you're a writer who is writing this and you're listening to me, can I be your beta reader? Regardless on one's stances on tropes, it's important to approach them with an open mind and a critical eye, recognizing their potential pitfalls and their potential benefits when effectively used. What are your opinions on tropes, my snazzy individuals? Do you love them? Do you hate them? I perhaps think that hate is a strong word in this case, but is there just a trope that infuriates you to no avail? And is there a trope that you know you'll never get tired of? Please let me know. And guess what? It's time for our bookish game.
Yes, welcome to our bookish game. Now this is going to be fun, and hopefully it's interactive enough for you to participate, but I don't know what you're saying, as I am behind a microphone. This is an extreme game of this or that. You're either going to agree with me, or you're going to think I've absolutely lost it. Either way, there will be an opinion, and I might love it, and I might hate it. Anyways, shall we? In today's segment of this or that, I propose to you three rounds, two very hard choices, and only one decision. Shall we continue? Alrighty then.
You know, it's been a while since I've done a bookish game by myself. And I'm going to try to make these questions as hard as I humanly can. And hopefully, you enjoy it. Since we are on the topic of tropes, I'm going to present to you a very interesting would you rather question. Would you rather be trapped in a book where every trope is exaggerated to the point of absurdity? Yes, I went there. For example, the chosen one is impossibly perfect. The love triangle is ridiculously convoluted, etc. Or be stuck in a book where every trope is subverted in unexpected ways. For example, the villain wins, the hero is actually the sidekick, and among other things. What would you choose? You know, if I have to be honest with you, I think I would prefer the subverted tropes. Just because I love a good twist, and I know you do too, my snazzy individuals. Having the villain win at the end, having the hero be a sidekick, I feel like I would really enjoy that story. Because since we love tropes a lot, would we still love an exaggerated trope? I feel like at that point, I'm gonna get a headache. Especially if it's the love triangle is so convoluted. I don't want to get involved. This is not a love square. But yes, in my case, I will choose the second option. How about you, my snazzy individuals? Do you love convoluted things? Perhaps you do if you love a good thriller. Now, on to the next one. Also, trope related. Don't worry, the next one will not be trope related, but since we are on the topic, we might as well. Would you rather be in a book where every trope is played straight, but with a hilarious twist? For example, the Brave Knight is actually a clumsy, accident-prone accountant. The Wise Mentor is a sarcastic teenager. The Evil Queen isn't actually so evil. Or be a character in a book where every trope is deconstructed and rebuilt in a thought-provoking way. For example, the hero's journey is actually a metaphor for choosing a path in life, or something along those lines. You know, having a deconstructed and rebuilt trope honestly sounds amazing to me. Who doesn't love a good twist, like I said earlier in the episode? But then again, I love a good hilarious twist. I love action comedies. Anything with action, anything with comedy, that's for me. I just love humor and having a hilarious twist. It kind of reminds me of very good mangas and very good animes like Slice of Life and along those things. So in my case, I'm going to go ahead and choose the first one. But if you're in a mood to be philosophical and profound, I think the second one would be very fun to dive into. And for the final question. I hope you are enjoying these because I'm having fun asking them. I've been saving them. Okay, now this one is a bit more nonsensical, but I think we should go the nonsensical route. Would you rather be a character in a book where every sentence is a pun, or a character in a book where every sentence is a clever literary reference that you constantly need to Google to understand? Yeah. I told you it was going to be a little nonsensical, but it's a good type of nonsensical. And in my case, I think I would have to go with the puns. I don't know how you feel about puns, my sassy individuals, but I can enjoy a good pun. I feel like constantly having to Google something is going to get very annoying. And if I am in a book, I don't know how good the cell service is going to be with their cell phones to begin with, and I don't know how I feel about asking crystal balls for knowledge. I think that's a good thing in certain contexts. I don't know how updated their information might be. So yes, my snazzy individuals, that is the last question for this episode. Thank you so much for joining me. I hope you had a blast, and I hope to make more of these episodes, because I have a lot to discuss, especially because you guys gave me great, great topics over at my Instagram. And speaking of which, if you want to support the podcast by going to ko-fi.com/softestlore and check out my official social media, which is at softestlore on Instagram and on TikTok. I have a newsletter now, so please consider subscribing to that. Yes, I have to send stuff. And I have merch now, so please consider getting yourself something snazzy. Now, if you're listening to this, and you made it this far, thank you. And consider leaving a review, since it really helps out with visibility. Thank you so much for joining me. Stay cool, stay snazzy, and keep reading.